The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 6th chapter. Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what your ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that, listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we celebrate All Saints Sunday. We celebrate all the saints of the past, all the saints of the present, and all the saints of the who are still yet to come. In the past, All Saints Day was a major holiday, was a major festival. It was on par with Christmas or with our Easter celebrations. People from all over the towns, from all over the countryside would be flocking to church. And so that is part of the timing then of why the Reformation took place. Martin Luther knew that everybody would be coming to church the next day. So on October 31st, 1517, that's when he nailed those 95 theses on the wall. And people came to worship. They read the bulletin board and the Reformation began and start to spread. That word of God, that Reformation, that newness within the church began to spread. And so today we celebrate All Saints. We celebrate All Saints. But who are the saints? We may have different conception of who saints are. When we think of saints, we may think of those first disciples that Jesus called, like Matthew or John or Thomas or Andrew or Peter, all those, and they certainly are saints. But Jesus didn't call his first 12 disciples just to give them the title of saint. He called them so that he could teach them, so that he could train them, so that they could understand and see firsthand what the kingdom of God looks like. And he was teaching them so that after he ascended into heaven, they would be able to go out and proclaim to other people what the kingdom of God looks like. They would be able to proclaim that good news. But who else are the saints? We may think of saints as some of the others then that are mentioned in the Bible, such as St. Mark or St. Luke or St. Paul. And certainly they are saints as well then too. As a matter of fact, they wrote most of the first New Testament. But do you have to be included in the Bible to be considered a saint? And no, that's not the criteria for it. The Roman Catholic Church has put out some criteria of what it means to be a saint or who can become a saint. And part of that criteria is that you must have done wondrous works for the kingdom of God, that you have done great service and wondrous works, and then also that there is at least one miracle that is attributed to you. And so people like St. Francis of Assisi come to mind, our Saint Joan of Arc, our Saint Augustine, some of those others, those famous saints that most people know who are Christians. But that's really not our teaching in the Lutheran Church or for much of the Protestant Church. What we say, who we say the saints are all those who are baptized. And so I imagine who's baptized here today? Who's been baptized? Probably most everybody here has been baptized at one time or another. We're a congregation of saints. How often have you been accused of being a saint? Probably on the other end. But we are our saints. We are made saints through our baptism, because in baptism we are washed with the blood of Christ. It is in baptism that we are tied to that cross and to that resurrection. In baptism, when Jesus went to the cross, he took all of our guilt, all of our shame, all of our sins upon him, and he died with them. He died with them, and he rose to new life, giving us the promise of new life. Through baptism, then, we are tied to that cross and that resurrection, and we are washed clean. We are made worthy. We are made acceptable to enter into God's kingdom, to be called a child of God, that God claims us as his own. And we are saints because of that. Not because of the wondrous works that we have done or the great service that we've done in his name, but simply because of what Christ has done for us. We have become saints. And because we are saints, then, we can live that life of sainthood. We can do the things that saints do. Now, you think about some of those more famous saints and the wondrous things that they did. Many of them actually changed the course of history. They changed the direction of the world because they simply were faithful to God. They were caught in extraordinary circumstances or at special times throughout world history, but they remained faithful and they served God. And because of that, it changed the course in history. You think about the first 12 disciples. They were there in a specific time. They were there when Jesus walked on this earth. And Jesus saw something in them and he called them to be his disciples, to follow him. And because they did follow him and because they remained faithful, after the ascension, after Pentecost and after the ascension, they scattered throughout the world, bringing that good news of Jesus Christ, and it changed the face of the world. It brought that message of God's salvation to very many people. Or some of the other saints as well then too. They were caught in specific cases or specific times or a crisis hit, but they remained faithful. And because of that, events in this world have changed. For most of us are not going to be caught in those kind of situations where when we remain faithful, it's not going to change the whole world, but it does change our part of the world. We are simply called to be faithful, simply called to do the things that saints do as baptized Christians. Here in our gospel lesson today, Jesus lists out some of the things of how we are to live. Even as we go about our ordinary everyday life, going to work, going to school, or staying home, working in the yard, traveling, whatever we do, we can still remain faithful. And here's some of the things that Jesus has listed in here. He says, "But I say to you that, listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." That's quite a list. It's quite a list. And I can't do all these things. As hard as I try, I can't do all these things. I'm a saint, but at the same time, I am a sinner. I am a sinner. And that's okay, because God still gives me that promise of forgiveness. We can't do all these things, but we can work on them. We can live our lives striving to do these things. You know, we think about those famous saints who have done extraordinary things, great service in the work of God. Those who were with Jesus, or those like those who were in the early church proclaiming the kingdom of God. We think of them as maybe some kind of special species of human beings, but they were common, ordinary day people, much the same as we are. I mean, you think about it. Peter, John, and James, and Andrew were all fishermen. Matthew was a tax collector. Judas was a zealot. You think of Paul. He was a tent maker. Luke was a physician. Joan of Arc was a daughter of a farmer. Just regular people, but God calls them into His service. He calls us into His service. World events may not pivot on what we do, but yet at the same time, it does change the world. We are those saints of God here in this time and in this place. On All Saints' Day, we remember those saints of the past who have remained faithful. And we remember those famous saints, but we also remember those saints whom we have known. And so this morning, during our prayers then, we will include in those prayers all those saints from our congregation who have gone on to the church triumphant. We remember them today because they are still near and dear to our hearts. We miss them. They were husbands and they were wives. They were grandparents. They were friends and they were co-workers with us in the kingdom of God. And so we recognize them today. We recognize the saints of the past. But today is also a celebration for the saints of today. We rejoice that God has called us His own. We rejoice that God has redeemed us, that He has saved us, that He has washed us with His blood and made us His own. And we give thanks to God for that. But we also celebrate the saints who are still yet to come. All those saints out there who have not yet been baptized. All those saints out there who have not yet believed. They need to hear that word. They need to hear that word in such a way that they can actually hear it and listen to it and come to faith in Jesus Christ. And there are many people in this world today who have not yet heard in such a way that they do believe. And so we celebrate those saints of the future because they have not yet been baptized, but many will be. Many will be. But yet also the saints who are still further out in the future, those saints who have not yet been born. As Christians living today, as saints living today, again, Jesus called the saints of old to go spread that word. The saints of today have that same mission to continue on in His word, to continue on in spreading that word. And so grandparents and parents, teach the children and raise up new leaders, raise up new pastors, raise up new Sunday school teachers, raise up new parents who teach their own children. Because just as your faith has been passed down to you from pastors who seemed to be ancient at the time, to Sunday school teachers, or for your parents, for your grandparents, that faith has been passed down to you. And so now is the day that you pass that on down to those future generations so that this faith in Jesus Christ can continue, so that the kingdom of God may be present here on this earth. Today is All Saints Sunday. We celebrate the saints of the past, the saints of today, and the saints who are still yet to come. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.